Okay, we go three short ideas with the Imrath Taharos, the Rachma Shifka Rebbe, Shlita, Parshas Korach, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Tafshin Pei Gimel, Alun Shalei Nishmas, Esotil, Abbas, of Gavriel Pinchas, and also for Fur Shlema, for Shenerich Abbas Leah, Besor Shechay Yisrael. First idea, start off the Rebbe himself. Imrath Taharos, the Rachma Shifka Rebbe, Shlita, Tavika, Korach, Peish Rashi, Parshasu Yofa Nidreshes. It's a very good Parsha to be to Darshan. What's Rashi coming to tell us of you, says the Rebbe? Very beautifully. Shemati bi Ludus bi Yushalayim, and he said, I remember when I was young, In Yushalayim Yerkodesh, the Fajr Tevei Rashi. Dina Manoik Shabar Olam Kishabar Darshan Izayir Hutzach Achral Tchunas Anshay Gedili Edom Al Dizrus Lefneim. Someone comes to a town. You have to look into what the town needs to hear Chizik with. Shemir Shabbos. Someone says to be Masa Matan Be'amuna, to be Shasul in Parnasa. You have to know what to talk about when Midos and Kedusha and Tahara. But Ava Parshas Korach says the Rebbe Yofan Nidreshes Tomid. Rashi telling us you could say it anywhere and everywhere. You know why it's Yashu Yafa Zu, but Pasha Zu Yafa Nidreshes? Because you could always talk about Machlokas with Klai Yisrael. We can't have Machlokas in Klai Yisrael. You know what they say, two Jews, three shuls. It's a funny joke, but at the end of the day, it's true. We have to make sure that at the end, the Rebbe said, Rashi's coming to tell us here, any rabbi going to a certain city, you could always talk about Machlokas because it's apparent and it's everywhere. The Gemara in Yuma does test on the basis. Why do we have the space of addition anymore? Because of Sinas Chinam. We have to make sure to learn this lesson from Rashi, says the Rebbe, that at the end of the day, if a rabbi could say this anywhere, that means we have to look inward. Instead of looking outward, we have to look inward. Like Rav Soloveitchik said, don't say Lama, don't say why, Lama, what can I do? Like Rabbi Goldberg always tells me, it's very easy to point out the problems and the challenges of being in the rabbinate or the shul. What are the solutions? What are the solutions? And Rabbi Yitzchak Gevorka. Rabbi Yitzchak Gevorka says later in the parsha, when the Vayishach Moshe Likrol Dal Tzasim Laviram, Ermelon Aleh, they said, Tezah and Yudbeis, we're not going to go. Rashi says here, Moshe Rabbeinu is going after them. What do we learn from here? She'ein Machzikim B'Machlokas. We don't hold on to Machlokas. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Gevorka, we learn from here that there's no such thing as Machlokas, a chazaka in Machlokas, that it's this way or the highway. No, to make sure to always try to make better, to be kinder, to spread love and light. And that's really what Kleist is all about. That's what Thomas and Av is all about. What a beautiful insight from the Rebbe and the Rebbe, and from Rabbi Goldberg, and from Yisrael Gevorka. Ein Machzikim B'Machlokas. Not only do we not hold on to Machlokas, but there's no chazaka B'Machlokas. We can always change, try to be better, a little bit more kind, and try to see from the other perspective. Idea number two. The second idea comes from the Orech L'Chaim, which I believe was the son of Rabbi Chil Michal Zlachev, I believe. Then he quotes his father, the previous rabbi, who says, you always said that it was the Orech Chaim. And Rash, Ve'ikha, Koch, Ve'yitza, Be'kaz, Be'levi, Perish Rashi, Shiloh, Hiske, Ben Yaakov, right? Look at the Pasuk. It starts off Be'kaz, Be'levi. Why did it start off with Yaakov, Chazal say? Shiloh, Hiske, Ben Yaakov, Lefi, Shebikish, Rachim, Ma'atzmo, Shiloh, Hiske, Shmo, Amachlokis. Yaakov saw in his Ruach HaKodesh that he was going to have a great grandson named Korach, who's going to be involved with Machlokas. He davened to Kodesh Baruch Hu, his name shouldn't be involved with Machlokas. Lomen is good klav also shal Korach. Ad hutzach Yaakov vaka shal yizkir shmo. So why, if you're not going to tell us Yaakov, why is the Torah coming and tell us that he's from Levi, and he's from Kohas, and Yitzhar, just leave it out. What's dafka the Torah trying to teach us over here? And the Orech Lachaim quotes the Gemara Bava Metziah, Daf Pehei, Amad Aleph, Rav Yosef, Yosef, Arboin, Tanisa, Vakroi, Lo, Anusha, Bihichol, Pipi, Bihizar, Mi, Bihizaracha, Rav Yosef had 40 fasts, and they said that the Torah is going to be so strong. If you remember, I believe it's a similar Gemara, that basically there's a shalshelah, so there's a son and a grandson and a father who will make sure to be Torah, she's going to be strong, the Torah is going to be forever. Says the Orech Lachaim, that is only, you can only rely on that when it comes to Torah. But when it comes to Yichus, you can't rely on anything. Can't rely on anything. Akin Pata Torah in Kan Yechusel Shel Korach. Why does the Torah tell us the genealogy of Korach? Lo Dia Sheaf Al Pisha Haye Benosha Yitzro Ben Benosha Kohas Ben Benosha Levi. Even though it came from a prestigious family, Imamish from Levi, Vilu Halchi came in Shelakach Atzmu Litzar Echad. The Notim Nechavosav Lo Hiso Lo Il Lo Chiloch Sukha. He went off the wrong way. His Yichus didn't help him one bit. You can't rely on your Yichus. If you make a wrong decision, you can't say, I come from Levi, I come from Kos. No, you make a wrong decision, it's going to follow you. And just because your first name is much more important than your last name. At the end of the day, Rav Shechter always quotes, I think Rav Gifter, Gemara in Brachas, says, Torah tzila Moshe, Morasha kilas Yaakov, atzikur, Morasha elam urusa. Torah is not a Yerusha, it's not an inheritance, you have to be engaged to it, you have to make it yours. You can't say, I have Torah in my life because my father, my grandfather. No, I have to be engaged to it. I have to have a connection. I have to have a relationship. I have to have the hard work and the love and the passion and the energy and the time put into my connection. And if you don't have that, and if you make the wrong decision and just relying on your parents and your grandparents and the Alta Zeta from the old country, it's all going to fall away. You have to learn from here, says the Orech L'Chaim, the Rebbe of Zlachev. You learn from here that at the end of the day, not only Yaakov Avinu not want his name, but don't rely on your yichas. You have to make sure to make your own personal connection to Hashem. Like the Asher Kodesh says, "V'sein chalkinu v'sorso Hashem, give us our chelik in Torah, my chelik in Torah, not someone else's chelik, our personal connection, devotion to you." At the end of 3. Day number 3, we said early in the week, we'll say it again, Av Ashel Nechosever, talking about Aaron's staff, when it sprouted after Korach died, right? They swallowed up all the other staffs. We know that Aaron, according to the Zohar, is in Bechinat Chesed, Oiv Shalom, Rodiv Shalom, Misha Pekeleves, Alaf Yubez, says, you want to know how Chesed in your life? Lebez Levi. Levi Lushin is Schabris. Aideshi is Schabris Va'achtus. You're going to have chesed in your life. You're going to have Chesed Baruch Hu's great chesed in your life once you're Lebeis Levi. When you're a Lashon of Ischabos. When you make sure to be like to be a Levi. A Levi means Ish Levi, to be to escort, to be kind and caring to other, to committed to other people. So if Aaron represents chesed, Aaron represents the Midah of chesed. Aaron, when we think of chesed, usually think of Aaron, Avram Avinu. Aaron is Oiv Shalom, Rodiv Shalom. And the Ava Shalom says, if you want the Makor of Shabbos with Shabbos with Shalom, if you want the Makor of Shabbos, you have to go into Shabbos with Shalom. You have to go into Shabbos with Lebeis Levi. Levi is Ischabos, it's Achdus, it's Avos Yisrael. If you want to have Chesed, if you want to have Shabbos, it's got to be Shalom first on Erev Shabbos. It's got to be an Avodah of Adam Chaveiro. Like Rabbi Shalom used to always say from the Rebbe Meilech, that in the Noam HaMelech's house, an Erev Shabbos is like Erev Yom Kippur. Go to every family member and every person in the house and always begging for Mechila. You know, you probably have nothing to ask for. Begging for Mechila and Kapar, because you can't have Yom Kippur, you can't have a Shabbos, you can't have anything holy without having an Erev Shabbos filled with Ben Adam Chaveiro. And that's exactly what Ava Shalom says here. Perach Mate Aaron, you want to have a Mate Aaron, you want to have Chesed in your life. Aaron represents Chesed, Lebeis Levi. Make sure you have Ischabris, Ava, Achtos, especially in these three, in Tamaz and Av, to work in our interpersonal, our Ben Adam Chaveiro, our Midas Tovos. Beautiful insight from the Kosover. Look at the Mor V'Shemesh also, a beautiful idea on Aaron Akon Midas Tovos. Beautiful, the Mor V'Shemesh is yours tonight. Let's review these three ideas. So the first idea we started off from the Rebbe himself, the Imrus Taurus, Rashi says, Parshazu Yofan Nidreshes. What does it mean, Parshazu Yofan Nidreshes? Because, says the Rebbe, usually when a rabbi has to go to a town, you have to look into what the town needs to hear. Chizik and Shabbos and Parnas and Kedusha Tahara. Yofazu Nidreshes, says the Rebbe. No, you want to know what Rashi is coming to tell us? Rashi is coming to tell us that you don't have to say, you don't have to look any Jewish community in the world. Two Jews, three shuls. Always need Chizik in Machlokas, always need Chizik in Shalom. And we have to remember, Yitzchak Vorka, Imachzik B'Machlokas. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu going after Dawson and Aviram, not only that we don't hold on to Machlokas, but there's no Chazak. We can't say there's a Chazak. This is the way it is, and this is how it's always going to be. No. Just to make sure to always try to bring peace and love and kindness. The second idea we said from the Orach HaChan, Ika Korach, why is it ends up by Ben Levi? Because Yaakov said, I don't want my name to be mentioned with my name shouldn't be mentioned with anything to do with Machlokas. It says the Orach L'Chaim at the end of the day, why did it say everybody else? Because Korach thought he came from great genealogy, and Korach knew the Gemara about Metzia Pehe, about Rav Yosef, and Torah Mepi Zarach, that once it goes Torah so strong in three generations, it's going to be Torah, it's going to be forever. Ain't Torah Mepazikam Zer Loilam. That's only done by Torah. But at the end of the day, in your Shemayim, when it comes to your Shemayim, Midas Tovos, you can't rely on your Yichas. You have to make sure to make the Torah yours. Look out like Rav Gifter, Rav Salavitcher, Rav Shechter always quotes from Rav Gifter, I think. You have to be engaged to make the time and the energy and the love into that's what Torah is all about. And finally, the third and final idea. You can't rely on your yichus. You have to make sure to do yours. And Korach made that mistake. Finally, the third and final idea. If you want to have Aaron, like the Zohar says, Aaron represents Chesed. If you want to have Shabbos, first it's got to be Levi's Levi. First it's got to be Levi. Levi Lashon is Chabros. Ava, Achtos, let me call it Kosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. If you want to have Shabbos, Shalom, all the brach from Shabbos, you have to have an Erev Shabbos, so the kindness, like the Rebbe Melech's house was Erev Yom Kippur, it was like Erev Shabbos, it was like Erev Yom Kippur. To be Zoch to Midas Tovos, to Zoch to all the Shefa, you have to have Kedusha and Ava, and Achtos and Ava in one's home. We should be Zoch Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach to make sure to do our best. To run far, far away from Machlokas. And if we do have Machlokas, try to make it better. There's no chazak about Machlokas, especially down during Tammuz and Av, to really work hard and daven with the Baruch Hu. That's not easy. to daven in inyan yonim b'benam l'chaver in interpersonal relationships. Idea number two, we have to make sure to make our own personal connection to the Rabbanu Shalom and down rely on our yichus. And the third and final idea, to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu's great chef and chesed, we have to make sure to show Kadosh Baruch Hu, our father, our tata, that we care about his family, his chaber, his kashas to each other, as Hashem Yisbach Chodesh.